WHCL 88.7 FM, Clinton, New York.
Listen. England has sent us this wonderful song, a bird of a tune, not too short, not too long.
Some people make a fuss when a thing goes wrong. Some start to swear and cuss, others sing a song. I don't do either, that's all taboo. When a thing goes wrong with me, this is what I do. I lift up my finger and I say, tweet, tweet, shush, shush, now, now, come, come. I don't need to linger when I say, tweet, tweet, shush, shush, now, now, come, come. When the baby screams and scatters my dreams, do I start to sing or hum? No, I lift up my finger and I say, tweet, tweet, shush, shush, now, now, come, come.
Here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming. The night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee. The leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power. Now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Yes, this is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and you've tuned in again. Thank you. Tonight, we're going to town. Well, that was one of the selections you heard. But we have a little bit of stuff left over from transfers from last week. A lot of great bands, a lot of those Harlem bands that are just marvelous. You heard one of them there, too, in the same thing, but it's delightful stuff. We began with Al Katz and his orchestra. I don't know if they were kittens. I think they had grown a bit since then. I lift up my finger and I say, tweet, tweet. Well, perhaps not. 1929. That record sounds like it would be excellent for cartoon audio, if anyone's willing to look into that. But it sounds like about the soundtrack of about half a dozen 1930s cartoons, if you've ever heard any. Certainly sounds like that to me. After that, Lewis Russell and his orchestra. Yeah, Red Allen playing that trumpet in there. Very, very good band. Pops Foster on bass. What a great band. Chick Bullock on the vocal there. Going to Town, 1931. And Chick Bullock, yeah, he's good too, isn't he? Lewis Russell, his daughter is a marvelous vocalist. She's going to be in Syracuse tomorrow at the Palace Theater on James Street in Syracuse. If you want to go hear somebody who really has a love and appreciation of the old music and play and sings it like mad. Boy, does she do a good job. I believe there might be tickets still available for that, but you might want to check that at katherinerussell.net. Just look in there and see if you can find that. That's it. That would be up tomorrow. They might still have a few tickets. I don't know. Try it. And our theme. Even our theme. No further commentary. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. We're going to continue now with Abe Lyman and his California Orchestra 1926. This was a good band. This was a really, really hot band. Ace in the Hole, yes. Well, I think I've got a deuce. I don't know, maybe a tray. No ace, unfortunately.
Thank you.
Oh, boy, if I'll tell you something. If you need syncopation, this is the shop for it. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm just, oh, my God. McKinney's Cotton Pickers, a precious little thing called Love from 1929. Boy, was that good. I love it. Before that, Cecil Scott and his Bright Boys in a Corner. That was 1929. What a year. Too bad everything went south at the end of it, but they had a good time getting there. And on the other coast, in California, Abe Lyman and his California Orchestra, Ace in the Hole, 1926. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Good stuff there. This is, as I say, radio. I'm Andy Sr. with your music that you will not hear anywhere else on local radio. And I don't think there's a reason for that. I just think it's because people don't know it's out there. So write your congressman, would you? So here's Al Bernard. This is from my cassette tape I did a long time ago of my Edison Diamond Disc phonograph, which I have to get out of the garage before it is totally beyond reclamation. But I did make a recording off it some 20 years ago or so. Al Bernard, my favorite version of this song. Who's that knocking at my door? It's acoustic, but I like it.
Make her feel at home. Who's that knocking at to my door. Thank you.
was Barney Trimble and his Oklahomans. And the vocalist, of course, you recognize, that was the ubiquitous, versatile, and absolutely marvelous Irving Kaufman of Syracuse. And we're going to Syracuse tomorrow. How's that for a segue to hear Catherine Russell at the Palace Theater? She's going to be there about 7 p.m. So, you know, check that out. It's another radio station is promoting it. And I don't want to get involved with that because I can't even pick that station up at home. But I'm just telling you, she's good. Before that, and that's CatherineRussell.net if you're looking for her information. So that was Barney Trimble. I'm not sure who that was in real life, but could have been, I don't know if any of them were even from Oklahoma. How about that? Before that, though, somebody I really know and appreciate increasingly as the years pass for her artistry and her absolutely wonderful technique and whatever you want to say about her is just marvelous. In Old Brunswick, Lovey Came Back, 1923. That's Marion Harris. And we began with the absolutely forgotten and underrated Al Bernard. Who's That Knocking at My Door, 1927. More Al Bernard in weeks to come. I'm going to try to revive his career at this late date, if possible. And I'm Andy Senior. I'd like to revive my career, too. This is Radiola, and you're listening to us on WHCL-FM in Clinton, New York. That's 88.7 FM. And I don't know. I'm just going to start spotting letters till I get the right ones. WHCL.org. I better learn the alphabet again. I think they've been some additions since I learned it. So that's where we are, and thank you for streaming. I think there was a streaming problem last week because Shoutcast decided to install a player on its site, and nobody could listen last week, or very few people could, and it was a great vexation to many, I know. So I took the liberty of sending out the PLS files. So you just have to click on those when you download them, and you can listen. It's amazing. I got more listeners tonight. That's how it works, gang. You just have to, I try to be resourceful, if possible, if I can find the time and energy to do it. Here's a West Coast band with Sonny Clay in there, definitely, from 1931, the Dixie Serenaders, River, Stay Away From My Door.
Lord, and I've been faithful, and I've been working and toiling in the sweating sun. Oh, Lord, and I've come to you, make the river hear my plea. You keep going your way, I'll keep going my way. River, stay away from my door. I just got a cabin. Oh,
you just heard Eugene Ormandy in the Philadelphia Orchestra with incidental music from Peer Gynt. No. That was the Five Harmaniacs. Coney Island Washboard. Better be. For a minute there, I thought it was in a parallel universe. 1926, off a nice Victor. Boy, is that good. I just love that. And usually those records are played through, but it had some nice shine left to it. Sounded good. Before that, a more crackly Victor, for some reason. Though not bad sounding. Shilkret's Rhythmeletists, When You're With Somebody Else. Fats Waller there on the organ. Milt Rettenberg, I believe, on the piano. Lou Raderman on violin. And a couple of other people thrown in there, too, for good measure, in 1928. And finally, and my friend Chris informs me that JSP has finally acknowledged ownership, or the Fats Waller being on those, in Volume 6 of their comprehensive and exhaustive survey of the recordings of Fats Waller. Better late than never, I say. So get them all, mix and match. They're fun. That's on JSP if you can find them. But this was off the shellac, of course. Began with Dixie Serenaders, with Sonny Clay in there somewhere. River, Stay Away From My Door, 1931. And that's, the Frog City that came out with all that stuff. I'm Andy Sr., and this is definitely not a classical station, no matter what anyone says. WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, here in beautiful Clinton, New York. And it is gorgeous. Just delightful today. Beautiful day. And here's Nora Bays. Nora Bays, I heard, doesn't have a marker for her headstone. Now, she doesn't have a headstone. I mean, doesn't have anything there to mark her grave, which is a shame, because she was a major star and ought to be remembered. And so till somebody decides to spend a buck and put a nice marker there, we just have to keep playing her stuff on the radio. And this is an ethnic set, so but in a good-natured way. In a good-natured way, I have to say. This is Nora Bays with the Portuguese, the Argentines, and the Greeks from 1920.
Columbus discovered America in 1492. Then came the English and the Dutch, the Frenchman and the Jew. Then came the Swede and the Irishman, who helped the country grow. Still they keep on coming, and now everywhere you go, there's the Argentines and the Portuguese, the Armenians and the Greeks. One sells you papers, one shines your shoes, another shaves the whiskers off your cheek. When you ride again in a subway train, notice who have all the seats. And you'll find they are held by the Argentines and the Portuguese and the Greeks. There's the Ritz Hotel and the Commodore and the Vanderbilt and the rest. All of them are classy, up-to-date hotels. They boast accommodations of the best. When you ask the clerk for a room and bath, he looks at you sarcastically and speaks, why, we're all filled up with the Argentines and the Portuguese and the Greeks. There's the Oldsmobile and the Huffmobile and the Cadillac and the Ford. They are the motors you and I can own, the kind most anybody can afford. But the Cunningham and the Mercedes and the Rolls-Royce Racing 3, ah, they all belong to the Argentines and the Portuguese and the Greeks. There are pretty girls, there are pretty girls, there is every kind of a girl. Some you like a little, some a little more, but none of them will set your heart awhirl. When you really feel you've met your ideal, a girl who is smart and chic, you will find she belongs to an Argentine, or a Portuguese, or a Greek. There's the Argentine and the Portuguese, the Armenian and the Greek. They don't know the language, they don't know the law, but they vote in the country of the free. And the funny thing, when we start to sing, my country is a scene. None of us know the words but the Argentine and the Portuguese and the Greek.
Doesn't matter.
That's Evelyn Dahl, D-A-L-L, with Ambrose, Bert Ambrose, and his orchestra in 1936. I'm All In. So she's talking about, you know, necromancing is, you know, I personally, I think divining the future through sheep's entrails is not my idea of the way to spend the first day. Perhaps others may differ on that point, but I don't know why that line is in there. It just shouldn't be in there, that's all. But apparently it was. Before that, we had Paul Whiteman. That bass on that 78 is amazing. That's a 1925 electric. I Miss My Swiss. And that bass saxophone or baritone or whatever the heck that was, that came through pretty loud and clear, I'll tell you, that beginning part of that. And yodeling, too. Again, you know, we're going to play up some yodeling next week or the week after. We'll try to get some in there. Well, I'm not going to do an all-yodeling show, but I may devote some time to it, just for my own interest. Beginning with Nora Bays, the Portuguese, the Argentines, and the Greeks, 1920, off an old Columbia 78. That's quite nice. This is Radio. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm on every Friday night, as you might well know. I have more streamers tonight. Obviously, the PLS files are working, and I'm so glad. And It's just tough. It's just tough dealing with modern technology. I just want to walk away from it sometimes. But what I don't want to walk away from is, well, first of all, this station. Because tomorrow night you have Mark Fuller with Retro Radio, 8 p.m. Radio just like you remember it. And I do mean that. It's just wonderful stuff. So listen to Mark Fuller tomorrow. And here are some people, there are favorite people of mine, the West End Jazz Band. And they got a lot of gigs. You'll just have to check them out on their website, which is linked on my Radiola blog, radiolablog.blogspot.com. Type Radiola into Google, or just send me a smoke signal. I don't know. Whichever way you communicate, find out about the West End Jazz Band. They're amazing. Here they are on their most recent release, Sunny Side Up, on the Rivermont. And I swear they play this better than Fletcher. That's just my opinion. From 2008. Hot mustard.
Mm-hmm.